Wait, say that again. What did you just say?
Satan was thrown out of heaven.
Do you believe God's word?
He was egotistical.
He's prideful.
Yeah, prideful.
Arrogant.
He believed his way was the right way.
Okay, I'm staying close.
And all those angels followed him, right?
Many did, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe in the real God, not Satan.
Okay.
Not the prideful religion, not the egotistical religion.
Christ is the real God. He's the creator.
Well, I don't believe in the egotistical religion and prideful religion like Satan.
You're talking like denominations? You're talking about like Catholic Church?
The creator creates good in all religions.
No, that's not what Jesus said.
Well, that's what I believe.
Yeah, but see, you're making up your own religion.
No, it's not.
And that's going to lead
to
damnation.
It's what I read in the Bible.
No, what verse tells you that? That God put good in all religions?
Satan separates.
Jesus said, I came to bring a sword to divide.
Right, Satan separates.
You think Jesus is Satan?
Jesus brought people together.
No, Jesus said, I came to a sword, bring a sword to divide, Matthew 10.
Jesus
when he
brought
comes,
people together.
No, he said, I bring a sword to divide.
That's
when
not
he,
what I
when
mean.
He, yeah, Matthew 10, go open your Bible, look
Satan
it up.
Satan divides.
Nope.
That's what
Jesus
we see in
came
America
to divide.
Today.
Matthew,
division.
Matthew 25, Jesus is going to separate the sheep from the goats. The world and world religions are goats. The world religions are goats.
I believe in peace, not separation,
Christ,
not war.
Christ is the Prince of Peace. You cannot have peace eternally without him.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
Not war.
Satan has
peace,
brought.
Not war.
He's going to bring war on
war
his terms.
War is division.
He's going to bring war on
right?
his terms.
War is division.
2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those
you
that don't know God
I
and don't obey the gospel.
You're not, listen to what I'm saying. War is division. Peace is togetherness.
When God brings it, it's righteous. When man brings it, it's division.
Peace is togetherness.
Yeah, and he's going to bring peace, but he's going to purge out everything else in between.
Get rid
the
of
Bible
the war.
Tells you that.
Get rid of the war.
There will be no
get
more.
Get rid of the division.
There'll be no tears in heaven. He's going to take care of that. But you're not going to be there
separation.
Unless by the shed blood of Christ you repent and you're born
this
of him.
This country has been separated by race, by sex.
Yep.
By a culture of people that were Native Americans to
yeah.
this place.
Yeah, I understand.
They brought a religion to this country
yeah,
of
which
war.
Was false, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A and genocidal they, religion.
Yeah. And
a
they,
genocidal religion that destroyed Native American people.
I agree, but can I tell you something? The Indians fought and killed each other, too.
Sometimes,
Jesus,
yeah.
the only way. Jesus,
you
the
know
only
which
way.
One did? If you repent of smoke, you change your mind about it, you see it's wrong, and then you turn away from it, and you turn toward God in his ways, right? And then what must happen, brother?
I'm sorry, I walked in, I didn't hear what you were saying.
I was just going over the gospel, he's never heard it. I preached who Christ was, and then what repentance? What must happen when we repent and we come in faith to Christ?
Yeah, what happens is there's a spiritual new birth that happens. You ever heard of being born again? Born from above?
In a way.
Yeah, it's when your heart and mind is changed by the Spirit of God, and the awesome thing is he changes your desires. Haven't you found that to be true?
Yes.
Changes your desires.
See, you still have your flesh that might want sin, but with a new heart, if you're born again...
Do you guys support LGBTQ rights?
Actually, does God support it?
I don't know. I'm not religious like that.
Okay, well, God rules.
You know what I mean? Sometimes when you go outside, the grass is...
God rules, and God says what is true, what's good, what's pure. So why would you wear that if you don't believe what God's word says? That cross, does that represent... Is that supposed to represent Jesus?
Well, I identify as like a walking like Decepticon.
A walking what?
A Decepticon.
Decepticon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not of God.
That's what
you
I
should take that
as.
Off because that makes a mockery of God because that's actually a pagan symbol.
Yeah, but
and read the word
religion,
of God.
You know what I mean? You ever heard of Optimus Prime?
Did you take a gospel card?
Yeah,
yeah, take a gospel card and test yourself, young man. Go deep
you.
In the word of God.
Thank you.
We love you.
The word, it means you turn away from it and you strive to overcome it. And you have to keep striving and enduring in that to the end. See, none of us have gotten there yet. I haven't gotten there yet. My brother hasn't gotten there yet. We have to keep walking and fighting every day to overcome our flesh, to put it down, to walk in holiness and obedience.
Yeah, you got to lose your life. Most people in America, they go to church. They have a church life. You know people like this? They have a church life. Sing some songs, act a little holier, dress a little different. What happens when they come out of the church and they go in the world? How do they live?
That's normal.
They go like the world. When you're transformed, you become a new creation. You don't even want this anymore. Your flesh might want some of it, but your spirit man goes, man, I got to live for Christ. I got to preach the gospel. I got to dress holy, act holy, live holy, talk holy, spend my money holy. And Jesus said we worship in spirit and truth. I used to be the worst, worldly, wickedest man you could imagine. Drinking, partying, before I was married, fornicating, everything. Idolatry. Guess what happened when God's spirit got a hold of me? I realized that was setting me on a course for destruction. and I had to turn, and I decided to obey God, who says, go preach the gospel, make disciples, and teach them to obey everything. That's what we do at our website. Did he get a gospel card?
Yeah.
That's what we do at our website. We'd love to encourage you long distance, or if you ever want a Bible study. We don't take people's money. Imagine that. All these churches taking everybody's money. We don't want your money. We want you to get in the Word of God and come be a disciple. What's your name?
Bastion.
What's it?
Bastion.
Bastion. With a B.
Yes.
Okay, that's unique. I'll remember that. Bastion.
Yeah. Yes.
My name is Tupos.
Tupos.
Tupos. And this is Brother Zelos.
Zelos.
And that's Sister Kerr.
You wanted a gospel card. Why did you want one?
Just interesting. Curious.
Interesting.
Nice.
I've had like mixed ideas, you know?
Did you grow up going to a church?
Pretty much, like.
Which one?
My grandma's Catholic. Yeah, she always tries to get me into church, but I never really like saw a point for me to go.
We grew up in a religious church system. We had to leave that because, see, growing up religious is not fun. We grew up in a religious cause. And when we actually, you think you're going to heaven, you're Catholic, you're Baptist, you're Hunterite, you're not Baptist, you're Mennonite.
Catholic, Roman Catholic. Right?
You think because you were raised in a certain way, that's not being Christian, that's not being born again, that's not following Jesus Christ, that's following man-made religion. We have to repent and come out of that. We're still working. The problem with being raised in a religious background, I'm glad you don't know a lot about the Word of God, because we knew a lot.
That's a benefit.
We have to strip out all of the garbage that man built, and all of the flesh ways, and all of the false ways and false doctrines. We're still working on stripping all of that out of us to build solid on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What you have is actually a start a new life in holiness and obedience and just follow and obey him.
Yeah, and you know what makes total sense? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the light. Follow me. Does that make sense? Follow him. He's the author of life. He shed his blood and picked it up again and rose again to defeat death. I have a question. If I want to follow Jesus, why would I go follow the Roman Catholic Church built by men and a bunch of traditions, or the evangelicals, or the Mormons, or the Jehovah's Witnesses, or any other group built by man? Why am I following them versus the Word of God and Jesus?
It's deception.
Yeah, deception. That's true. And we all have been guilty of that until we realized enough is enough, and we decided we're going to lose our lives and follow Christ with all that we are, and he changes everything. There's a great cost. You'll lose most of your friends and your family, and many of the things you love to do you maybe won't be able to do, like some men that have a career, like let's say a guy's a bartender, make great money at being a bartender. Not really going to be conducive as a child of God helping people get drunk. I used to sit in a bar. That's not good. I'll go wash cars or wash dishes or be a janitor. I'll go do something different. And there is a great cost, but as my brother is always saying, people always talk about the cost to follow Jesus. And it's good to count the cost. What am I going to lose? What do you always say to the opposite side?
Have you counted the cost of not following him?
What happens if you don't follow him?
See, there's nothing.
Lost.
Yeah. Well, when you're lost and you die, where do you go?
I can't say.
Jesus said hell.
I know.
The second death, judgment. So that's the cost. That's huge. That's eternal. Good thing to consider.
Yeah, it's something else to consider. There is not one thing that Jesus is going to ask you to give up that you're going to have to forsake and go away from the Father Jesus that you won't have to leave anyways. The difference is if you hold on to it, it'll drag you down. If you let it go, you can rise up with Christ.
Amen. Any question? Do you have any questions? We'll warn you against the culture, the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the TV. The Super Bowl's coming on. I used to be a freak for all that stuff. This is all of the flesh and vile and carnality. Get in the Word of God. Yeah, get in the Word of God and ask God to enlighten you and then begin to obey everything he shows you. And we're here to help you. Do you have a phone? Yeah, you can text us, you can email us, we'll help you.
Did you say you're not sure why sports and TV are wrong?
It's just like, I don't understand.
What?
You mean you don't go for it so much? Yeah. You know what I believe too? I believe like things like the NFL are like much of the things you see on TV and everything. They're rigged.
I see it more like a distraction.
They're rigged. They're a distraction. They're rigged. They're all for hype. It's all entertainment. And you don't want that. You want to seek that which is incorruptible. That means that which is eternal. Everything else on this earth is corruptible. And Christ is coming back in flaming fire to judge all those outside of him. And we want you to be in him, looking for his coming, living for him. You know what's going to happen to all these people when Christ comes? They're not looking for him. They're not living for him. What's going to happen to all of them? Bible says they're going to be burned up by his judgment. But his people are going to be protected from the wrath of God and received as his elect. You want to be one of his elect. It's a beautiful thing.
I understand.
And he said a puny few are going to make it.
It's really clarified, like...
I'm sorry?
It's really clarified, like, what I think, like...
Yeah, the Bible. Go to the Bible. Get yourself, like, a King James Bible and read. Mostly, start in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the epistles. Revelation can be confusing. The Old Testament can be confusing. See who Jesus is and see what Paul taught about Jesus. It'll transform your life, and we're here to help you.
Brother, I didn't cover the two kingdoms. You might want to cover that.
I cover that with him.
Okay. God's word teaches us that there's two kingdoms. Have you ever heard that? The first kingdom.
Oh yes, you have to, sir. You have to repent of your worldliness and your carnality, pirate. There's no hope outside of Christ.
God ordained in his word, it's the spirit and truth and holiness and righteousness and everything about God. The other kingdom, the kingdom of Satan, is called the God of this world. It's lies, darkness, and deception. So we're talking about the two kingdoms, okay? The trees, the birds, the ocean, the dolphins, everything that God created and that God ordained in his word, that's God's kingdom. Everything else you see, the culture, sports, politics, entertainment, TV, movies, the lust of the flesh, pride and vanity, that's Satan's kingdom. So you understand that you're born into Satan's kingdom. You're not in God's kingdom unless you've been born again via the gospel that we just preached. So you have to, like, see, when I was in false religion, I was in Satan's kingdom. That's man-made, that's lies, it's deception. You have to come out of Satan's kingdom and seek God's kingdom. I encourage you to do that. You can test everything. Like you said, sports. Is that of God's kingdom and holiness and the spirit, or is that of the flesh of Satan's kingdom?
Right? Yeah.
Everything falls into one of those two categories.
Yeah. The book of John talks about the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. So everything you look at in the world, you go, ooh, that looks good to me, or the pride of life, I feel good, I puff myself up. If it's not about God and Christ and that which is eternal, it's about the flesh and temporal, and it's only going to last so long. I'm an old man, I'm in the winter of my life. You young guys are in the spring of your life, but guess what? It won't be long, you're going to be in the winter of your life. And then what's going to happen? The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then face judgment. The judgment you want is that you're of Christ and he hears you here, well done, good and faithful servant, because you followed and obeyed him. You don't want to hear, away from me, I never knew you. Make sense? Do you go on the internet?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, stay off the internet for theology, but if you think what we're telling you is true, our website is there. You can open the King James Bible, test everything we say. The internet's full of false teachers selling the things of God, making money. Get in the scriptures, and if you want encouragement, like I said, text us, email us, and we'd love to. The email, you can get it on the card or on the website. And then Bible study. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. You need to hear the word of God and ask God to transform your life. Make sense?
I understand.
Glad I met you.
Yeah, you as well. Likewise.
We love you. We care for your soul.
I appreciate it.
Can I give you a hug?
I'm a lot from this.
You're my neighbor. I care for you. I hope we hear from you. I hope that we can help you go deep in the word of God.
Makes sense. It's nice to meet y'all. I'm going to keep what y'all said. Don't forget.
Yeah, let us help you. God be praised. Gospel good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. Sister Amon went to go find, she went to go find a bathroom. I don't know where she is. Test yourself to the word of God, neighbors. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Come out of the world, folks. If you're of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You can't be of the world. You got to be of Christ. You can't be of the churches. The churches are lying to you, not telling you the truth. Righteousness, goodness, and truth leads the way of God's people. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing to the flesh. You sow to entertainment. You sow to false ways. You sow to the corrupt gospel of the world. Good news. The gospel means good news. You can't make up your own good news. You can't follow God your own way. You can't enter the kingdom of God on your own terms, neighbor. You got to enter the kingdom of God following Christ, transformed and renewed in your mind, that you can know the perfect will of God. Seek Christ in spirit and truth, loving our neighbors with a pure love. Philippians 4:8. Test yourself, ma'am. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, noble, think on these things. Seek the kingdom of God. Walk in righteousness because of what Christ has done and his transformed life within you by the Spirit, by the Word. But if you're of the world, judgment and wrath is coming, neighbor. Test yourself. Come out of the world. Crosses, bumper stickers, t-shirts are not going to save you. The Catholic priests, the Pope, the pastors are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. That's true, sir. You believe the Word of God? Can I tell you something in love? The Bible says we're not to make graven images. We don't know what Jesus looked like.
Right.
So we got to be careful when we adorn ourselves with images of Christ. But by the shed blood of Jesus, the gospel's on there. You can find new life, and he'll transform you from all that.
I got baptized. Born again
Christian. No, baptism won't save you, sir. Baptism won't save you. Got Jesus tattooed on his arm. I knew we'd catch up to you. We had a couple good ones. Tell them about the German man. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I took a gospel card, then he came back to me and he said, "I'm a tourist from Germany. I really appreciate what you're doing, standing for your opinion." I just looked at him and I told him, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. That's truth, sir." I told him that in German, and his eyes kind of grew big and roped him in, and he stood there and listened to the gospel.
Nice.
He spoke to him in English, but he talked to him in German to kind of like show him that he's like, huh?
I told him,
like in Acts 2.
Told him, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. That's not opinion, that's truth." I told him that in German.
He's Roman Catholic, but he sees all the sins of the Roman Catholic Church.
His eyes grew really big. Just a young man, Bastion. He walked past, and he looked back, and I offered him a gospel card, and he came back. He still didn't listen for the longest time.
No, Bastion.
He's 21, but he just seemed to stand and listen.
Very quiet, very humble, very respectful. He's like this. That was pretty awesome.
Cool.
More good witnessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some on the way out.
Did you?
Gospel
guys,
sir?
Yeah, I was like targeting. He got some, and definitely.
Thought maybe we'd go back this way since you just came from that way, though.
I'll follow up.
Yeah. Are you going to follow behind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that because you see people looking, and then I grab them.
You go up front if you want, brother.
Up front. Sure.
Gospel, good news, repent and seek the kingdom of God. Don't seek the ways of the world. Everything outside of Christ is foolishness compared to the things of God. Temporal. Will not last in eternity, neighbors. Jesus said, "No man who builds his house on the sand." If you build your life on the sand, you have no hope of eternal life. Build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ. Christ is the rock of eternal life. Why do you build on the rock? Because when the storms of life come, the tribulation is coming. Antichrist is coming. COVID was nothing.